This is Psalm 35a.
Plead, Lord, against contending foes, and fight with them who fight with me. Take hold of buckler and of shield. Rise up and my defender be. Draw out the spear and stop the soul in mercy say, I am salvation unto thee. Let those who seek to take my soul themselves be humble.
Psalm 35b.
Without a cause their net they hid, to take me in the pit prepared. Without a cause they dug the pit, in which my soul might be ensnared. Let him the unexpected meet, let him be caught within the snare which he has spread for other feet, and fall to desolation there. My soul shall live. In his salvation boastful be, exalting all my bones will say, Jehovah who is like to thee. For thou the poor deliverest from one who is for him too strong. The poor and needy thou dost spare from one who rob or do him wrong.
This is Psalm 35c.
False witnesses against me stood, of things I knew not charges made. They gave me evil for my good, to rob my soul they ill repaid. But I in sackcloth I was clad, when they in sickness suffered pain.
I made my soul with fasting sad. My prayers return to me again. As though for friend or brother near, in their distress I grieved aloud. As one who mourns a mother dear, with deepest sorrow I was bound. But when I stumble, they rejoice, and secretly they met to plot. And injured was their malice voice, with slander tore me ceasing not. As godless jesters at a feast, they with their teeth have gnashed at me. How long, O Lord, wilt thou look on? Wilt thou unheeding all this see? From their destructions pluck my soul, and snatch my life from lions strong. Then with the saints I'll give thee thanks, and praise thee in the mighty throng.
This is Psalm 35D.
Let not my wrongful enemies raise over me their joyful cries, nor those who hate I merit not, with secret scorning wink their eyes. They seek not peace, deceit they plot, against the men of peaceful mien. They open wide their mouth at me, and say, aha, our eyes have seen. Lord, thou hast seen them, be not still. O Lord, be not far from my sight. Stir up thyself to justice, wake. My God, my Lord, uphold my right.
This is Psalm 35E.
Judge me in justice, Lord my God, and let them not rejoice at me, nor say in heart, he is devoured. Behold, our soul's desire we see. Let them be shamed and humbled all, who joy at my calamities. Let them be clothed with shame, disgrace, who magnify themselves o'er me. But let them shout and loud rejoice, who long to see me justified. And let them say with ceaseless voice, the Lord be ever magnified. Because he loves his servant's peace, and thus my tongue will meditate upon thy perfect righteousness, and all the day thy praise relate.
This is Psalm 36A.
Transgression to the wicked speaks, deep in the heart it lies. There surely fear of God at all before his eyes. Because himself he flatters so, in his own blinded eyes, that he in his iniquity sees nothing to despise. The words he utters with his mouth are wickedness and lies. He has refrained from doing good and ceases to be wise. His thoughts and plans upon his bed iniquity invent. He sets himself in ways not good, from evil won't relent.
This is Psalm 36b.
Thy mercy, Lord, extends to heaven, thy faithfulness the sky. Thy justice is like mounts of God, thy judgments depths defy. Lord, thou preservest man and beast, how precious, God, thy grace. Beneath the shadow of thy wings, men's sons their trust shall place. They with the bounty of thy house shall be well satisfied. From rivers full of thy delights, thou dost a drink provide. Because the fountain filled with life is only found with thee, and in that purest light of thine we clearly light shall see. To them that know thee evermore, thy loving kindness show. And still on men of upright heart, thy righteousness bestow. Let not the foot of pride crush me, nor wicked hand detain. Their evildoers fall thrust down, they cannot rise again.
This is Psalm 37a.
Have no disturbing thoughts about those doing wickedly, and be not envious of those who work iniquity. For even like the growing grass, soon be cut down shall they. And like the green and tender plant, they all shall fade away. Set thou thy trust upon the Lord, continue doing good. Dwell thou securely in the land, make faithfulness thy food. Joy in the Lord, he'll grant each gift for which thy heart may call. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust him, he'll do it all. And like the morning light, he shall thy righteousness display, and he thy judgment. presence shall bring forth like noontide of the day.
This is Psalm 37b.
Rest in the Lord, wait patiently, fret not for anyone who prospers in his wicked way, completing schemes begun. Cease being thou by anger, sir, make thou of wrath an end. Fret not thyself, for fretting will to evil doing tend. For evil doers soon shall be cut off, no more to stand. But those who wait upon the Lord inherit shall the land. For yet a little while, and then the wicked shall not be. His place thou shalt consider well, but him thou shalt not see. The meek and humble of the land inheritors shall be, and they shall then delight themselves in full prosperity. The wicked plots against the just and grinds his teeth in wrath, because he sees his day will come, the Lord at him shall laugh. The wicked men have drawn their swords and bent their bows to slay, to cast the needy down and kill the men of upright way. But yet the sword which they have drawn shall enter their own heart. Their bows which they are bending shall in broken pieces part.
This is Psalm 37c.
The little that the righteous has is more and better far than great abundance many have who wholly wicked are. For wicked arms shall broken be, the Lord the just sustains. The Lord knows days of perfect men, their heritage remains. They shall not be ashamed when they the time of evil see, and when the days of famine come, they satisfied shall be. But wicked men Jehovah's foes, like meadow flowers are they, and they shall vanish as the smoke, they all shall fade away. The wicked borrows but is dead, he never does repay. Righteous, gracious is, and freely gives away. For those who have been blessed by him inherit shall the land, and those who have been cursed by him cut off shall no more stand.
This is Psalm 37d.
The very steps of man have been established by the Lord. He takes great pleasure in man's way, his progress to record. Though he may stumble, he shall not fall, so he cannot stand. Because Jehovah is the one who holds him by his hand. I have been young now many years, have o'er my life been spread. I've never seen the righteous left, his children begging bread. All day he's gracious and he lends his sons a blessing are. Depart from evil and do good and dwell sinners overthrown.
This is Psalm 37E.
The righteous shall inherit earth and ever in it dwell. The just man's mouth will wisdom speak, his tongue will justice tell. The law of God is in his heart, no stumbling steps he'll make. The wicked spies upon the just and seeks his life to take. The Lord will never leave the just within the wicked's hands, nor let the righteous be condemned when he in judgment stands. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, exalt you then shall he, that you inherit shall the land, the wicked ruin see.
This is Psalm 37F.
I saw the wicked, ruthless man, a tree whose leaves abound. I passed one day and he was gone, though sought could not be found. Consider well the perfect man, the upright, watch and see. For certainly the man of peace shall have posterity. But those who are transgressors will be wiped out one and all. Posterity of wicked men will be cut off and fall. Salvation of the righteous ones is from the Lord alone. He will a perfect refuge be in times distress is known. Jehovah has
them, he will deliver them. From wicked men he will them save, because they trust in him.